Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market has managed to overturn a relatively weak start. The ASX 200 mostly in negative territory for the first few hours of trade. But as the day progressed, we managed to see that turn around and actually close at the best levels for the benchmark index. The ASX 200 actually up 63.5 points, or a little more than 1% to 5,819 at the close of trade on Monday. And there were plenty of factors and themes really swirling around today, much of which was around Asia. We saw a little bit earlier today some Chinese manufacturing data out better than expected for the month of May. Actually saw this sector in China expand slightly with expectations of a slight contraction. So that was certainly good news across the Asian region as a whole. We also heard late last week as well, of course, Donald Trump announcing a press conference in relation to China. There were some fears that we could see some tough measures or an issue with the trade deal, that phase one deal signed in Jan earlier this year, but nothing of that particular sort. So that also alleviated some market concerns. And of course, what we have been seeing across the last few months is the theme that investors are more optimistic about the recovery post-COVID lockdown with the economic recovery. We're seeing businesses slowly getting back to normal, restrictions being lifted, and that has now continued to fuel the rally that we've seen on our own market for the past few months. 2 months of gains in April and May, and also five straight weeks of improvements for the ASX 200. That has been able to offset some of the more negative headlines of late that have come through. US-China tensions still remain an issue, but more recently as well, we're now seeing that civil unrest occurring on US soil, which is just another issue for investors to keep an eye on. So today, if we drill down in our own performance on the Aussie market, we saw mining stocks in particular performing quite well. We had firstly, iron ore prices up to 100 or just above 100 US dollars a ton for the first time this year. But that Chinese data that came through that was better than expected, certainly a positive for our local mining exporters. So Rio Tinto today up about 4%, BHP 3% higher. The best of that particular bunch was Fortescue Metals up nearly 6.5%. We had our healthcare stocks lifting as well, CSL, which is the largest listed company on the ASX by market cap, up around the 3% mark, and higher oil prices also boosting the local energy sector as well. If we have a look at some of the worst performers on the market today, they were mostly defensive names, so consumer staples were a little bit weaker. We had A2 Milk down a little more than 2%, utilities and also the property sector in negative territory today. Vicinity, which is a shopping centre operator, today announcing that it's going into a trading halt. It's looking to raise around $1.4 billion from both institutional and also retail investors, firstly to pay down debt and to give it a bit more flexibility in terms of its balance sheet. It also provided a bit of an update announcing that it will not be paying a second half distribution due to the fact that it has seen some rather significant devaluations to its assets, down between the amounts of about 11 to 13%, which could be up to $2.1 billion. So that was quite significant. Elsewhere, Zip, the buy now, pay later provider, also in a trading halt, also looking to raise capital, but for a different reason to Vicinity. It is proposing to an acquisition, or there is a proposed acquisition that it's looking to raise funds for. So Zip also in a trading halt today. Some of the other improving stocks, we saw Star Group coming out with an announcement this morning. It's looking to open up some of its private gaming floors. Up to 500 invited members are allowed to return to the Star in Sydney. But also they've signed a new tax deal, or agreed to a new tax deal with the New South Wales government for the next 20 years as well. Star Group was up as much as about 7% today, closed about 3% higher. We saw the Aussie dollar also performing very strong today. It was up about 1.5%, hovering at 67.5 US cents pretty much the best levels since early Feb this year, and much of that is to do with a bit of US dollar weakness. Optimism around economies reopening certainly helping boost currencies like our own, so that has certainly seen the Aussie dollar strengthen quite significantly.